Proclamation number 8449 of 26th of March, 1963. Multiple walk through creation. Diversity. To whom nothing is hidden in infinity, he also knows about the will of every individual and its direction, and thus he can also shape the fate of every person's life according to this will, and thus you can all know yourselves in the care of your God and Father from eternity. He is the most perfect being, and therefore he lacks neither love nor wisdom nor power. And thus everything is possible for him because he knows what is helpful for the salvation of your soul, and therefore he will also do everything out of his love so that you will reach your earthly goal. Nevertheless, he leaves you free will, and this alone determines everything that happens and also the effect, and thus it is entirely up to you whether and when you reach your goal. But one thing is certain, that the course of your earthly life will always be such that all possibilities will be made available to you to reach your goal, and failure is therefore always your own fault but cannot be blamed on the circumstances of life or on the one who has placed you in such circumstances. You will always be mentally influenced, both on the part of God as well as on the part of his adversary. Yet the degree of opposition to God, which once brought you to fall, still varies in strength in people, and accordingly he also accepts thoughts from the world of light or the world of darkness. Yet only a completely free decision can bring him to the final goal, and therefore people must time and again be held accountable for the purpose for which they walk across earth. They must be mentally addressed, and the word of God must be conveyed to them so that they can now adjust themselves to it according to their will. They must know what tasks they have on earth and what consequences both fulfillment and non-fulfillment will entail. For as long as they know nothing, they cannot be called to account. Such instruction can certainly take place from person to person, which can then be beneficial if a person has truthful knowledge. But the truth can also be offered to people directly from the kingdom of light if the capable human being asks for it, if he asks himself about the meaning and purpose of his earthly life and cannot be given the right information by his fellow human beings. And even the most primitive people can be prompted to think correctly if they regard their fellow human beings as their equals. Thus possess human feeling, by which they differ from the animal, which is instinctively driven to destroy the weaker. However, the degree of development of man will always determine his responsibility. As long as he can distinguish between good and evil, because he can perceive or feel the effects of both good and evil deeds in himself, he is also responsible for his actions. If he does not have this capacity for feeling, then he is still like an animal, which is due to the fact that the time of his soul's embodiment has certainly come, which was set for him, but that he has not yet reached the degree of maturity in the pre-embodiment and has to come to terms with all his urges and sinful desires on earth, which is also possible but will be extremely difficult because such a person is not very accessible for instructions offered to him. But you know that often one walk through the creations of earth with the last embodiment as a human being is not enough, and that much of the fallen spiritual still has to travel this path several times, and then you also have the explanation for the spiritual state of undeveloped people who live in most primitive realizations and for whose actions and doings you could not give yourselves an explanation which you can reconcile with the nature of a perfect God and Creator. Endless times already exist the material creation, and endless times that will still exist. Time and again there are new possibilities of development, and God's eternal plan of salvation encompasses all fallen spirits in the most diverse degrees of development. And at the same time, people with different degrees of soul maturity will always inhabit the earth. And only if you are initiated into God's plan can you give yourselves the right explanation for the diversity of people in all areas of this earth. For you all do not know whether you are walking the earthly path for the first time or whether it took you eternities until you became what you are now. You don't know whether you can already show an earlier existence in other periods of creation because you are deprived of all recollection. But one day you will also gain knowledge of this and everything will be understandable to you, which still seems puzzling to you today. For one day the light you voluntarily gave away will shine brightly again, for you will not walk in darkness forever. One day you will return to God, where there is light and strength and bliss. Amen.